Okay, we will begin our winner's press conference for tonight's 64th annual Toyota Owners 400. And we are joined now by the crew chief of the number 18 M&M's Flavor Vote Toyota, and that's Adam Stevens, and the owner of Joe Gibbs Racing, and that's Coach Joe Gibbs. Gentlemen, congratulations. Three wins in a row. Second time the 18 team driven by Kyle Busch has done that. Pretty much an incredible role. I don't know who wants to kick it off. Coach, if you want to lead us off in the charge and talk about this this dominant streak you guys
are
on.
Yeah, I just really want to thank everybody on the race team. Adam leading the show there. He and Kyle have a great chemistry, and I think it's showing. Kyle's, you know, I don't know. We've had a run like this of last 7-8 races, and just really it was a total team effort tonight. Not sure I've ever been to a race where we had four of our cars kind of start off where I thought we were going to have a tough night, and they just all kept working, and I think they all finished. Eric finished 13th and Daniel 10th, and then we had Denny 3rd, and then, of course, to get Kyle a win. It was really a great night for and shows that our guys just hard work, pit crews, took everybody. I want to thank everybody back at the race shop, JD, and everybody back home. And we love coming to Richmond. I mean, it's just a great place for me personally because it's so close to Redskin Park. And then it's just great. We have a great fan base here, everybody out there at the end cheering, and just a special night for us.
And, Adam, I thought Denny had some interesting comments on describing this three-in-a-row streak. You've done it in dominant fashion, methodical fashion, and today on pit road. Maybe talk about sort of the versatility of your team during this stretch.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never really thought of it that way. But, you know, to win races at this level, you can't really have any weak links. And sometimes you have to have a little bit of good fortune. But the key to that is preparing good cars and making good decisions. And that all starts back at the shop, you know, and the hard work and dedication of all the men and women at Joe Gibbs Racing that, you know, put their heart and soul into these cars and give us something that we can be competitive with. Then it's up to us at the track to make good decisions and have good practices and make good changes and not make any mistakes. And part of that, huge part, especially tonight, was pit stops. You know, we didn't have a lot of green flag runs early and had to pass them on the track. And late we started getting some cautions and we were able to ratchet our way forward by virtue of some really strong pit stops, and the cleaner the air got for us, the better our car got, and we were able to make a couple adjustments there late and have what we needed to win this thing.
Thank you, Adam. Questions for Adam or Coach? All right, we'll start. We've got a bunch. We'll get to all of them. We'll start with Paul over here.
Paul Woody, Richmond Times-Dispatch. This is for Adam. Two things about Kyle. Tonight he started 32nd, and he worked his way up. What enables him to do that? And also on restarts, he seems to be almost unbeatable when he's got the advantage. Why is he so good on restarts?
Whoa. Well, it's going to be a while to answer these questions fully. But, you know, we started in the back because I screwed up qualifying. It was a crew chief error. I told him to run two laps, and he took that at face value. And by the time I realized that our second lap wasn't good enough, he had already crossed the line and shut it off, and there wasn't nearly enough time to get it fired back up and try again. And you wouldn't want to put another heat cycle on them anyway, but we didn't make a mock run in practice with the tight practice schedule and only having three sets of tires. And we just didn't have the tires up to temperature when it was time to go. So that was all on me. So we started in the back and only had two laps on our tires, and a lot of those guys had five, six, or seven laps. So that was part of the advantage moving forward. You know, I think we made really good changes, and we were probably going into the race and probably had a little bit more motivation to probably maybe be a little bit more aggressive than what we would if we would have qualified in the top six or seven like we probably should have. You know, so we had to make bigger changes to make sure that we were going to have what we needed in the race. You know, he just kind of paced himself and didn't get ahead of himself too much coming up through traffic. Which is what you need to do. And then the second part of your question about restarts, that's probably a better question for him. And look who just walked in. But, you know, it part of it's being aggressive and knowing how hard you can push without slipping over that edge. And that's one of his strong suits, the crispy edge.
Nice. We also joined by the winning driver, the number 18 Toyota, and that is Kyle Busch. Kyle, obviously three wins in a row, but also in the larger grand scheme of things, you tie Buck Baker, NASCAR Hall of Famer, for 15th on the all-time Monster Energy wins list. So congratulations on that. And we talk about that milestone, the three in a row, and the overall dominance of the 18 team.
Well, it was a great night tonight. You know, I wasn't sure we were going to have any dominance, and I don't think we necessarily did, but we certainly put ourselves in position all night long to have that opportunity and that chance to go out there and win the race. Thanks to our pit crew. Guys did an amazing job. Those last two pit stops got us out front where we needed to be, got us the lead. And our car was fast enough on the short run to be able to hold on to it right there. So, you know, we knew I thought the 4 and the 14 were probably the best on the long haul, especially after about lap 60. They seemed to be pretty good. That one run that came, I don't know, that green flag cycle of stops, it seemed like I was kind of closing in on those guys a little bit. And I was just trying to bide my time and see if the race was going to go green to the end. You know, you're trying to pick out your tire strengths, and that was going to be, what, 68 laps to the end or so?
Yeah,
so, you know, trying to bide my time and just try to hold on to the car and make sure I had tire to be able to race those guys if it came down green all the way, but it didn't, and we had some pit stops, so pretty cool to win three in a row. I mean, that's really special. Certainly, we did that in 15 and almost won four in a row. We ran out of gas a half a lap to go, and next week we go to Talladega, so I think it's easier to win the Powerball than to win at Talladega, but we'll give it a go anyways. We'll see what we get. And to tie another Hall of Famer certainly means a lot. You know, it's a huge deal to continue to climb the ladder of wins. You know, I don't know what else to say. Just I got to be thankful of Joe Gibbs Racing and Toyota TRD, M&M's, everybody that's been our partners that's helped me get to this point in my career. And having Adam Stevens as my crew chief these last three, four seasons has just been a phenomenal experience. And we'll just keep digging.
Thank you, Kyle. Continue over here.
Question for Coach. It seems like the crowd was embracing Kyle and his win. It's not always that way here. Have you noticed that this year, and what do you think's behind that?
Yeah, I have. A bunch of the guys out there stayed late. They were all cheering rowdy, and I went over the fence and thanked them. I think it's everybody in the sport has respect, and they have respect for Kyle, the way he competes. And so, like I mentioned, Richmond to me is a great place that I personally like to come home to because I got so many. I do the Hall of Hospitalities. We had a bunch of them today. I had four hospitalities with our sponsors, and it's really great to come here and get a chance to say hi and thanks to everybody.
Go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Joe, did you see Kyle go into the stands after the race?
I did not. Did you?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't
know. You should not do that. You run a risk.
That was my question. Do you encourage him going into the stands?
No, I do not. But anyway, I think that's great, though. He went up there and he came back. That's what's even better. They didn't keep him.
Matt Corson with the Racing Experts and ESPN Radio Albuquerque. For Coach Gibbs, last week you had mentioned that you had a number of meetings scheduled with NASCAR to discuss the pit gun issues. Are there any updates that came out of your talks this past week?
I think we did have real good meetings, and I think we've done a good job of addressing it. I think we have a game plan, NASCAR does. Everybody met on it, RTA, everybody. And I think we got a plan going forward. And so I think it's one of those things we just got to work our way through.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, PRN, way back here in the way back. Adam, and for you to Kyle as well. Last week, Kyle, you said this was the track that you felt you were good at. Adam threw himself under the bus and said he hadn't figured this place out. Apparently, y'all figured it out tonight. What can you say about, can you go into the fall race here thinking that you learned something, Adam?
That's a very, very dangerous thing to do right there. Richmond, it's always a little bit different, and the setups change, and, you know, what it takes to be fast tonight might not be what it takes to be fast even tomorrow night, let alone a few months from now. But, you know, it wasn't a dominant effort. But nobody dominated, really. You saw 4-car, 3-car races for the lead, pretty much the entirety of the race. So it's all about the little things at Richmond. You know, you have to have all the details right, and small adjustments can show up big on the stopwatch. So sometimes it's easy as driver and crew chief to forget that, and sometimes you're a little closer than you think you are when you think you're far off. That's what I'm trying to sell him, but we'll see if he picks up on that here.
I'm not buying. Have I figured it out? I knew how to run this place before I got with him. Took him to figure it out running with me. I mean, like he said, there's just little nuances here that just kind of wear at you, and you can miss some of the little fine details that we've done for so long that have made us so fast here. So I think we picked up on some of that here this weekend. There was a lot of discussion in our hauler and stuff like that after practice on what was going on after first practice and after second practice and in our team meeting about what our cars were doing and what we didn't feel like we had right still. And obviously I called Adam this morning as well, and we were just kind of going through some thoughts that I had again, and he obviously went to work. He had probably a busy busy afternoon getting the car prepared in just a short period of time that the guys have with the garage opening and having to be in inspection so soon. So they did a really good job. Car was fast. I was mightily impressed that first run of the race and pretty stoked about how our day was going, and kept my head down and kept myself focused on all night long and trying to bring home a win.
Okay, we'll go up to the press box and back down to Kelly after that.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Kyle, I have a bad memory, but have you gone into the stands before after a win, first of all?
Maybe once, but probably not.
So why now? Why did you decide to go up there after this one?
It was a 10-year anniversary, and you know what? And I was wondering if I'd come out alive. And I think it certainly was different tonight. I saw a lot of yellow there at the front fence line, and I saw a little bit of black, which was the championship jacket from our season back in 15. So don't worry, I was definitely eyeing it out, like who's there and who's there and who's there. And so saw a lot of 18 stuff, and so I just decided to go up there, give some guys and some kids some high fives and some what's ups, and you know, fortunately I got back out of there. They held on to me for a second, and then my brute strength just ripped me out of their arms and brought me back to civilization on the racetrack.
We'll stay in the press box if there are anything else. Anyone for the box? Okay, we'll go back down to Kelly over here.
RandallRacer.com. Kyle, when Denny was in here, he said that you're just ultra focused on winning more championships and things. Is it possible that maybe you get more determined over time when it comes to race wins and, you know, three in a row or just whatever it may be?
I'm like a fine wine. I'm getting better with age. And now I'm really full of it, aren't I? And no, I think the biggest thing is just the continuation of trying to get better. I think you can always improve. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what things you're doing behind the scenes, what film you're watching, what notes you have. I think you can always get better. And, you know, that's just kind of what you try to do. And you know, it always seemed so easy for Jimmy when Jimmy was doing it. It was like, what is he doing and how does it seem so easy? And I wouldn't say we're to that point yet. Obviously, we haven't won five in a row, but you know, finishing in the top three 7 weeks in a row is impressive for me. And so I like to continue that anyways, and all throughout the season, have that shot when it comes down to the final 10 weeks, and go after another championship for sure. Race wins is where it's at, but most importantly, championships is where it's at, and would love to deliver more for Joe Gibbs Racing.
Any more questions for our winning team? Back here.
John Haverland with ESPN Albuquerque. For Kyle, just, I guess, for a fan's perspective, do you think that they were entertained watching the race? Did they get their money's worth, even though the first 90% was pretty calm and then the last, you know, 50 laps or so were pretty crazy? And also, just, do you think the fan reaction to you winning was overall maybe more cheerful than maybe in previous races or previous years?
Man, hard for me to say. I was inside my car. I thought I was plenty excited from where I was at, and I had a lot of things going on. So You know, as Adam said, there was a race for the lead, I guess, much of the day. Three cars up there, four cars up there, whatever. And then there was kind of a gap, it seemed like, behind me. But overall, I hope the race was good. I hope they saw some entertainment out of the fact that we could all race as hard as we raced, and the comers and goers were kind of happening throughout the runs, and guys were getting some better as the night kind of went. There were different players that were up there leading. It wasn't one guy that led 300 and whatever laps of the race. And then the last 50 kind of seemed a bit chaotic with the cautions and the crashes and the things like that. But overall, I think you had a little bit of everything, hopefully. And the fan reception, yeah, I mean, I think over time it's going to continue to get better. I think it's been going that way for a while now, I'd say. But, you know, maybe with some things kind of happening in the last year or two or three, that it'll continue to get even better yet. And, you know, we'll see some more seas of yellow.
Another one in the box.
Jeff Gluck again. This is for Adam. So coming to a restart, I think there was like six to go. Everybody pitted. Nobody stayed out and gambled. Were you surprised that nobody even tried it?
Well, yes and no. There were quite a few cars on the lead lap there, so you thought a couple cars might try it. But historically, with that many laps on tires here and that many tires in the box and that many laps left to go, it wouldn't have worked out for them. So I guess overall, probably not.
Too many laps on tires. Yeah.
Any final questions for our winning team? We've got a couple more. Center. We've got three more. All right. Get a mic in the center here.
Adam Cheek, VCU's Commonwealth Times. Kyle, how gratifying is it to reel off three straight wins, especially two at your historically best tracks, Bristol and Richmond, and after a relatively rough start to the season?
Rough start? Where have you been? Okay. You know, the last 3 weeks have been really special. Short tracks are, I feel like, one of my better suited racetracks, one of my specialties. I'd like to think that anyways. I love racing anywhere, but the short tracks just kind of seem to fit in my wheelhouse. I enjoy running my super late model teams and things like that that give me a chance to run some more short tracks throughout the year and gives me that maybe a little bit of an upper edge for how cars need to be at the slower speeds, the little more bull ring type racetracks. But you know, it's been a great year thus far. We had a rough start at Daytona, and then from there on out, we've been really strong. So we just got to keep it rolling. We go to another plate race next week in Talladega, and that one's never really always in the driver's hands. You know, it's kind of always in fate's hands, and so we'll just take what we can get.
Dustin Albino, FrenchRush.com. For Kyle and Joe, unrelated from this race, but how impressed were you with Noah last night?
I think we were all really impressed. Kyle does a great job of finding young guys. Okay, got to brag on him. But he really does, and he spots a lot of them. He's still, you know, he's racing his, in the other series sometimes, smaller series away from here, and has a way with the truck series, too, to find young guys. I thought Noah last night, that was impressive. It was a big night last night for Toyota. We're thrilled to have tonight, you know, go the way that it did for Toyota. It's a big deal. They're a great partner. And for them to be here, Bob Carter, Ed, Dave, everybody was here for the team. And so it's a big deal for us. But I think the Noah and I, Christopher, obviously, is really impressing us, too. So we're thrilled with the young guys that we've had in the car. Ryan, the week before. So that program's a huge program for us, and we put a lot into it. Kyle's got his truck deal, and so we got a natural thing there. If young guys show something, then we got a place to put them in Xfinity to give a shot to.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Noah did a phenomenal job. I was really impressed with his run in second, and then they're beating on Christopher's back bumper there trying to get a win for himself, you know. So did a great job, and, you know, I wasn't sure that he would run that well. We kind of mentioned a few weeks ago about, you know, he's kind of stuck fifth to eighth or whatever it might be in the truck. So obviously our stuff's not that good. We got to get it better.
Any more questions for Adam Stevens? I'm going to let him break. If not, Adam, thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.
And then we have another question over here.
Zach Tanzuetti, kickingthetires.net. Samantha doesn't seem to like all these late race restarts. Does she seem like one of the more relieved people every time in victory lane, at least when it comes down to finishes like that?
She's a really good mix of not quite a Kim Burton and not quite another wife that just goes back to the bus and doesn't pay any attention. So I love her to death for supporting what I do and being out there on the box and being a part of our team and what we do. She's a huge part of that for me anyways. I enjoy that she likes it as much as we all do and that she's out there supporting us. So you know, she lets me know what sometimes goes on the pit box and sometimes what goes on behind the scenes and with the guys and their attitudes and things like that. So it's kind of cool to have her with that. But she gets a little excited and gets a bit ramped up. You know, I think we saw her and her displeasure a few years ago when Carl knocked me out of the way for the win. And she feels the wrath just like we all do with the disappointment and not being able to score victories.
Any final questions for Kyle or Joe? Once, twice? Great. Congratulations,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank
all
you so right. much.
Thanks, Bobby.
Got it, brother. Thank you. Yeah. Take your time getting to the airport.
Yeah.
I'm behind you.